What's happening? What's happening?
Loop. He found us. He must have gotten to the guard.
Gotten to him? What do you mean, gotten to him?
I mean over the lips and past the gums. He got eaten. Get a hold of yourself! We have our training. The Citadel needs us. All the other containment units have been opened up. We can't just sit here whimpering! Come on, lad. You need to hit the auxiliary power. This is Agent Carver. Coil has been infiltrated. Repeat, Coil has been infiltrated. Come in, dammit! The captives are all loose! Ugh. I think we're alone on this one, Agent Jody. Oh, God.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Hello! I'm pretty sure I heard someone down the hallway. Don't stop your little chat on my account. I do hate to be a bother. Don't let the fall of your little agency dampen the mood. No, making things damp is more my department. Though, sticky is more the proper word. Please? Slimy, even. As the other guards outside are well aware of by this point.
Let me try. If anyone can help, code purple. Code purple.
Ooh, purple. That is my favorite color. How did you know? Are you sweet on me? Going to surprise me with some candy or some such? No need, no need. Your squirming body will make a fine treat. No extra frills necessary. I'll admit, the echo of this chamber does make it a little hard to hear you. Shame. Shame. Must you lot be so dramatic? Just because it's a secret spy compound doesn't mean it has to be all big and modern looking. Would a couch hurt? Some rugs? One of those cute little lamps with shells? It's unseemly.
He's just like in the stories.
Stories? Oh my. And just what stories are those? The ones those nice men in the pretty white coats tell you? I've eaten a couple of them. They're delicious, but obviously liars. What did they tell you, That I'm the result of some toxic waste dump? That some wrongly placed goop in the wrongly placed pond spawned little old me? Do tell, do tell. I oh so love rumors.
Shut up, man. Go.
What?
Go. Hide in that cupboard behind me. I'll try to fend him off. If I don't, he'll probably leave. Then you find the auxiliary power.
But...
They are just that. Rumors. You want to hear the real story? Let me tell it to you. Up close and personal.
Go, you fool! Come at me, you damn slime goblin!
Slime goblin? Really now, that's uncalled for. I've been given a lot of nasty names over the years, but goblin? Sheesh. You almost make me want to gobble you up straight away. But, nah. I do love to monologue. What are you going to do with that gun, you think?
Shoot you, I'd imagine.
And how do you think that's going to go for you?
Not well, I suspect.
Want to skip the whole business, then?
Not a chance.
Oh, the tickles.
now. Why don't you rid yourself of this silly thing? And you and I get more acquainted.
No! Get your damn slime off of me!
Aw, just a little rub down. What's the point of having slimy palms if you can't share the love? Oh my. Your chin.
My chin?
Yes, dear. You haven't got any slime on it. Let's fix that. Nice and fixed. Now, let's back things up, shall we? Namely, your back against the wall. With my tum against your chest. There we go. Nice and intimate. Just like in the stories. Tell me, do I live up to the rumors?
You're horrible!
Hush. Now, I promised you a story, didn't I? Let's turn our minds back a number of years, shall we? Oh, I do love a good flashback. They probably told you I was the result of some industrial accident, hmm? Some unfortunate happenstance that just happened to lead to the greatest villain of all time? No. My origins are a lot more fun than that. I was a lot less slimy then. More Rue, less Octo. At least I think I was a Rue. I might have been something else. Memories are so malleable. I worked for Coil, if you can believe it. I was such a square. I studied bog leeches and applications for their slime, along with a few breeding programs. With my partner, of course. Tommy? Maybe Tammy, or Toby, perhaps? Best of friends, me and whatever the name was. We produced a variety of bog leeches in the program. All their slimes did different things. Paralysis, confusion, suggestibility, amorousness. The whole lot! I was a busy, busy bee, let me tell you. Coil was so happy with our progress. I was a bit better at it than my friend thought. So they asked me to make a much bigger beastie. Didn't even ask him. Straight to me they came. The big wigs wanted something that could hunt down all the evil folks they had their eyes on, all on its own. No more agents in the field, no more danger. I thought it was a lovely idea, so I did it. I told Tabitha, of course. They were all smiles and even lended a hand. Didn't take long. My baby was huge, big, purple, and the slimiest thing this side of politics. Though, there was one problem. My poor baby was a little too dumb to see the difference between right and wrong. Such a silly distinction. All my beast knew was hunger. A few interns later, Aunt Thomas and I were not closer to figuring out how to give my big slimy brawn of a creature some brains to boot. I spent nights trying to figure it out. Back when I needed sleep, it was actually hard. Oh, don't miss that. Of course, little did I know that Timon wasn't too happy Coil had gone over his head. So he came up with his own plan to make my creature a little smarter.
Hello?
I walked into work that day. Not into my office, but into a big glass tube. Like some kind of lab rat. One of two, actually. In the other, barely able to fit, was my creation.
What is this? Let me out of here!
Of course. It was Tamarind who threw the lever. Oh boy, that smarted a bit. You have no idea. Having your DNA rewritten is a lot harsher than it sounds, but... things didn't quite go according to plan. I think they wanted to put my mind in the leech or some such, but I was quite the smart cookie. Instead, we ended up somewhere in the middle. It was weird at first. I felt all squishy and slimy and hungry. Oh, I tell you, I have never had the munchies quite like that before. I was also, for the first time, of two minds about everything. One rational, sensible, the other hungry, needy, downright predatory. If you asked the folks there that day, they'd say the two didn't mix well. Say the whole business made me a wee bit nutty. But I'd say for someone who woke up with a giant hungry science experiment attached to their rump, I reacted very well. I only ate a few of the scientists. I didn't have any practice yet. Frankly, I could have done better. Alas, as it turns out, mixing brains and predatory nature, all you end up with is a very smart predator. And one slimy, slippery hunk of fun. Of course, my friend in the lab had to be part of this too, seeing as it was his fault. So I made him a part of me. He's somewhere in all that slimy pudge pinning you to the wall. Needless to say, I escaped, and it's been a cat and mouse game ever since. Isn't that a lovely story? Oh, right. You've got a bunch of slimy flesh over your mouth. Let me fix that.
You're mad!
No more respectful after hearing my tragic backstory. That's not how the story goes. You're supposed to have sympathy for me. I'm supposed to be the mad but relatable villain of this piece. This is the part where people start putting me on Hot Topic t-shirts, rooting for me even.
What are you talking about?
Nothing you'd understand. In any case, while we were talking, my tail noticed your little friend over there in the cupboard.
No!
Already up to his waist. Was my story really so riveting that you didn't notice? Ooh, look at him pushing at the lips. They never learn that that just gets you more stuck, do they?
Help! Please!
Aw, arm's stuck now. Tried to warn you.
Let him go, you monster!
What was that? Oh, pardon me. I shouldn't talk with my mouth full.
Sir, I'm up to my neck. Please help!
Agent Jody! All right. I'll trade you. I know codes. I know...
Can't reply. Mouth still full.
Sir!
Oh, dear. Up to his cheeks now. Probably having a hard time keeping all that slime out of his mouth. Don't know why he's bothering.
I know how to get to the main office.
Ooh, that's tempting. I might take you up on that once I can reply. For now, though, my mouth is still full.
Sir, please!
Much better. What was it you were saying?
You're mad!
Obviously! Weren't you listening? Anyway, monologue done. Tail's busy, but the pouch is free. In you go.
Oh, wait! Yeah.
Now let's see if we can't find a few more morsels, shall we? What should we tell the next fellows? Oh well, I'll figure it out.